Zondervan presents Black, White, Other, In Search of Nina Armstrong, by Joan Steinau Lester, read by Bonnie Turpin. To all those who feel any kind of otherness, you do indeed live large lives. May you expand your consciousness to fully inhabit them and someday be grateful for the very otherness that may plague you now. Chapter 1. I'm furiously heaving it all into my green suitcase, the black Nike sweatshirt that I live in, my favorite Oakland A's t-shirt, underwear, jeans, charger, all because I have to go to Dad's place. It'll be my first time staying overnight, and even though I'm 15, he never even asked. Just called and told me I was coming tonight, period. Wow, 15 sounds good. I'm just getting used to it since my birthday last week, but my parents still treat me like I'm 12. I don't want to go, I mutter when I'm halfway to the front door. Mom is curled on the couch under the lamp, head bent over the New Yorker, and petting Rolling Stone, our cat we hardly ever see. Normally he only comes out from who knows where when it's time to eat, but he's lying by Mom as if he knows I'm leaving and wants to comfort her. I've seen tears in her eyes a few times.